We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. We're going to talk about tax season this morning. Michael Velarde joins us. He's a retired IRS criminal investigator, college professor, and author. And I don't know, do you make the bed too? That's a lot of stuff.
I do have a lot going on, no question about it.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Tax season is always it can be a very stressful time for folks, not just during the season when we're getting ready to prepare, but all season long, all year long should be tax season, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what you need to do? What I do is I tell my clients, you need to keep your receipts, you need to plan ahead. That way, by the end of the year, you're not hit all at once with it, you know what I mean? And if you do that, then you'll find you'll be able to effectively minimize your taxes going forward by having the maximum amount of business receipts during the course of the year. And, maximize things like your IRAs, your medical health deductions, stuff like that. So when tax time comes, you've done the best you can to minimize the damage.
Now, we should do that, but we don't all do that. Some people like to play catch-up later on in the year. Maybe grab a little notebook and start writing down what they think mileage would have been or something along those lines. Is that a problem?
Yeah, what I tell all my clients is, look, put an envelope in the car. Every time you get a receipt, you put the receipt in the envelope. If you're going to see a client and you're going to gas up, put the client's name on top of the receipt so you know what the business purpose was. And at the end of the month, you total everything up. You input it into some sort of record-keeping system, whether it be like an audit-proof record system. And then at the end of the year, you don't have any problems. You're ready to go.
Now, I assume some of those small problems, they start out small, but they can become big issues, and then we really have to dig our way out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tax planning is absolutely critical. It makes a difference. It's like night and day. And just getting into the habit of keeping a envelope in the car, when you get a receipt, you put it in the envelope. At the end of the month, you can separate between business and personal, but you have all your receipts. You don't have to. I mean, you'd be surprised what people spend. I mean, I'm spending $500 a month on gas. I never would have guessed I'm spending that much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it adds up. And when you keep the receipts and you see what you're paying, you have better records. And if there's any issues, you could always have documentation to show to the IRS.
Now, Mike, I'm sure as a 22-year member, as an IRS criminal investigator, you've seen a lot of real serious issues come up over time. But are there certain common mistakes or common problems people run into?
Yeah, well, there are. I mean, one of the things the IRS has a computer system called the EFDIS system, the Electronic Fraud Detection System. And one of the things that system does is it matches, your W-2s and your 1099s. So you want to be very careful that you are reporting everything to the IRS that was reported to you. If you miss a 1099 or a W-2, that's going to flag your return for audit automatically, because it's not matching up with their records. So you got to be very careful about that. The other thing that you got to be careful about, as far as the IRS goes, is they kind of have like a scoring system, you know what I mean? And if your return is like 2 out of whack compared to someone else's, if let's say normal itemized deductions, and I'm just going to throw out a number, is 20% of gross income, and you come out at 50, you're going to have a problem.
And that problem gets real troublesome real fast because you can't just ignore it when you get notified, right?
No, that's the worst thing you could possibly do. Absolutely the worst thing you could possibly do. Because, they'll send you what's called the 30-day letter. If you don't respond within 30 days, they start action, taking, aggressive collection action against you. You'll go to the bank one day and find out that the $10,000 you had in your bank account is suddenly gone because the IRS came and took it. So you have to be real careful about that.
So working on one side now, helping folks to kind of solve some of these problems, you're dealing with folks in a real stressful situation who sometimes find themselves in a position where they feel like they can't get out.
That's very true. That's very true. But you know what? This has been a very gratifying job. I mean, I just got off the phone with the IRS right before I called, and I was able to work out an offer and compromise for a woman that, had been injured and has, severe physical limitations now due to her injuries. And, the IRS was very good about it, and thank God we worked it out. And she's going to be able to settle for, a small percent of what she would have owed otherwise. And you know, worked out good. So that makes me feel good that I was able to, you know, to get something done for clients like that, and that's what I do. I mean, if you have any, you know, listeners that have an issue, they could always go to my website, Mike Velarde, V-I-L-A-R-D-I-E-A, that stands for enrolledagent.com, MikeVelardeEA.com, or call us at 888-873-8825, because really I love helping people, and it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in people's lives. It really does, and that's what's nice about being on this side of the fence, you know?
Well, when you bring up the IRS, people immediately start thinking the worst. And yeah. Although they have a job to do and they're tasked to do certain things and they will do them, but they understand it's not always fraud. Sometimes they're just mistakes that are made, common mistakes, and people can work their way through and out of those things. And they're always, if you're reasonable with them, are they reasonable with you in return?
Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, yes. And then occasionally you get the wrong employee who goes out of their way to make your life miserable. I've had that too, you know, but even in those cases, I've been able to, I had a client who they were going after him very aggressively, but I was able to work out a sweetheart deal for him, and you know, he gave me the keys to his house, and anytime I'm in Tampa, I got a place to stay now, you know, because I helped him so much. So for the most part, most of the IRS people are good people, just doing their job. And, you know, if you work with them, they'll work with you. But what happens is because people are afraid of them, they don't deal with them. And when they get those letters and they ignore them, it creates a nightmare situation.
That only gets worse with time.
Only gets worse with time.
Absolutely. Well, are there some common mistakes that folks make, maybe some common deductions that they could be eligible for that they're just not taking?
Well, there's additional credits that you know, if you have a CPA or even if you use something like TurboTax, that you should be looking to take. You know, the child care tax credit, you know, to maximize your credits, the earned income credit if you don't make a whole lot of money. You know, a lot of times people will overlook some of those credits, and that could be, you know, substantial money in your pocket. The biggest thing with the IRS right now is this. Several years ago, President Obama allocated an extra $640 million to the Internal Revenue Service for them to hire additional auditors and to kind of increase the number of people that are being audited and looked at. Now, what they did was they doubled what's called the correspondence audit, and how that is different from a regular audit is this. If, let's say, you make $100,000 a year, and you say you gave $20,000 to your local church. So the IRS would send you a letter saying, please show us the documentation to substantiate the $20,000 you claimed on your return for 2010. And if you send them the documentation, no problem. If you don't respond to the letter, then what they do is they kick out the entire deduction, recalculate your taxes, send you a tax bill with penalties and interest.
So at the end of the day, non-response is always a bad thing, no matter what it's for.
Always.
Always. All right. Very good. So always take care of that. And I suppose we shouldn't assume that if we have our taxes prepared professionally, we shouldn't assume that the tax preparer will actually be somebody who will take care of that for us. Ultimately, we're the ones, it's our taxes, we sign the form, we're the ones who are responsible for any correspondence.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, this year, this is one of the first years, you know, the IRS is requiring all preparers to have what's called a PTID number, an identifying number, because they've had problems with preparers in the past. Matter of fact, for 3 years when I was with the IRS, I was picking out the preparers that should be investigated criminally because they just falsified their clients' returns and cost the government a whole lot of money. And in those cases, we would prosecute the preparer, but the taxpayer would have to pay the penalties, the interest, and all the back taxes that were due.
Oh, again, at the end of the day, it's our tax return, so we're responsible.
Exactly.
Very good.
So be very careful, you know, choosing a preparer. you know, if it sounds good to be true, it usually is. You know what I mean?
You bet. Well, we need to do those kinds of things. We need to make sure we're always prepared. It's always tax season. We're getting close to the filing date of, April 17th, actually, this year. But also looking at a year-round deal when we have to keep track of all of those expenses and things to make sure we're doing it properly. And don't get ourselves. You don't want to step in a bucket when it comes to the taxes.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, Michael, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.